Okay, so last time we talked about how, let's say, you had two or three Sfarim. That's certainly not a Tarovis, but a big pile is. Therefore, you couldn't sort, let's say, a big pile of Sfarim. You couldn't sort it. But what about if I want to take one off? So, Shkayach. I take off the top one. To access the one that's below. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. It's Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Tesvat. It's a long Mishnah Berurah, but that's one of the things that he says. Why? Because that's not sorting, that's siluk. Or Aaron told me today a way of putting it. It's derechipus, he said. So I'd like to try to explain that heter a little bit as follows, right? And we mentioned, by the way, this heter last time. For example, you have the platter of dark meat versus white meat. Let's say I like dark meat. So assuming that that's a borer problem, l'chor it should be aser to take away the white meat to access the dark meat. But the problem is that on top there's only white meat, right? Because everybody took the dark meats from on top. But I could see below and the bottom there's still one drumstick there buried. So I could remove the white meat to access the dark meat. Now, why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? So if you look at the Bir Halacha, he explains this. He compares it to Misasek, actually. And he says it's... I think what he's saying is as follows. That the reason why this is mutter is because you're not actually sorting anything. There's no tikkun at all. This is Lashitaso, as we know. He keeps on coming back to it. He's very into the Yeshua Yaakov and the like. There's no tikkun here. It was a taroves. It remains a taroves, right? There was still a taroves. Therefore, since there isn't any tikkun, we don't see it as an act of borer. We see it an act of accessing the what I want, or derech chipus, as Aaron put it. But if, for example, you had a real taroves, a chves, let's say there was a taroves of wheat and chaff, and I took the chaff off, I want to get the wheat, and I throw out the chaff so I could get to the wheat, that would be aser, because in that case, I am actually being misaken the taroves. Okay, it's not 100% fixed, but we don't accept that, Yerushalmi. We assume that even partially improving, rectifying this taroves is usher. So therefore, it certainly, so in that case it won't work. But when we're dealing with the situation over here, especially with like a pile of things or the like, where I haven't been misaken the taroves, and my goal isn't to be misaken the taroves, it's simply to access the ochal that I'm looking for, then the removal of the psoles that's blocking my access to the ochal would not be begeder brera. And that's the heter. And as I said, that's a heter that is oftentimes very useful. Yes?
What was the difference?
It's only going to be mutter if A, it's a way of accessing the thing you're interested, and B, if you're not being misaken in the taroves. When I push the white meat aside to get to my desired piece, so there's still a taroves.
So if I push the chaff,
when I take out the drumstick, maybe that's a tikkun of the taroves, right? But that's okay, because that's ochel hamsolas.
If I push the chaff to the side, I think the grain of wheat.
That could be okay if I'm pushing it to the side. But if I was discarding it, it would be a problem.
So the difference is where the psoles ends up?
Yeah, the difference, if the to be permissible, it has to not, my goal is to access what I'm interested. My goal is not to be misaken the taroves, and I'm not misaken the taroves.
So how fine then, if I take the top safer off and put it on the side?
Right, to access the second safer, that would be fine.
That wouldn't be fine.
No, it would be fine, and I'll tell you why. Because the top safer is not really ma'uruf with everything else.
Because it's on the top?
Yes.
And the top piece of white meat is more of?
Yes.
They're both on the top.
Because that's not a pile. The Mishnah Berurah, that's why he stresses this hatter in specifically with respect to a pile. Taking off the top thing is not brera. I'll give you an example. The pile is fine. So taking, you know, it's a pile of Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarzaderm. So, we have the Gabbai here. So there's a pile of all this farm. Somebody went ahead and they gathered all this farm in the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash farm, they made a big pile. And now they want to sort it. So that's awesome, right? Because they're sorting Sfarim. Now, I could take the top one off. That's okay. Now, could you make the following argument? I'll take off the top one, and I'll put that away. That should be okay. And then I'll take the second one, and I'll put that away. So there are those that tried to make that argument. That's not Bor, as long as I'm just taking the top one off. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, no, because you're doing an act of sorting just by starting by the top one. Now, as we look at this act as not, we can't isolate the act of removing the top one from the overall goal here, which is the sorting of Sfarim. So that too is Aser. But fundamentally, taking off the top one on its own, not as a process of sorting the whole pile, is not an act of Boer.
Why would that be?
A different color.
What?
That's a different color than a white chicken. Being one in thinking of the top.
Well, in the case of
the pile, thinking of the top one is one color.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's my point. So that's right. So that's why it's a little more complicated in the chicken pile.
Where is this pile? He means
in the platter of chicken,
right.
Even though it's flat. Right. It's a little more cooler, but it's a little more chamor. But it could still be okay. As long as those two conditions are met.
So it remains there and it's just the top?
That there's no tikkun to the taroves, and my goal is not one of sorting, but of accessing which I'm interested in. Right? Yes?
Maybe I'm mistaken, but is the hatcher for this predicated upon the Gemara and the bound vine down and off about like spilling things out and then you break the you're not doing a Maisa Bora there?
That could be understood in the same way. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah cites that.
Well, but isn't that so? There you are being misak in the Taroves. There's no Taroves.
The tzad to be makel in that, and again, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah would be makel on that question, right?
Well, the Gemara sounds like it's.
Well,
right.
We mentioned that, right? But if you're makel in that case, then what you're saying is that then you're saying that being misalik a ta'aroves, ending a ta'aroves, not by means of borer is mutter.
Right.
Right.
So that's this case. I'm not doing
over
a mitzvah borer.
Over here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying a little less. Now, again, he might agree to that. I don't know. But Mishnah Berurah is saying a little less because you're not even being misalik the taroves. It remains it's just as much of a taroves after you moved aside that piece of white meat than before.
Where would he get that from?
He's saying because there's no tikkun machal. That's where he's getting it from.
But
his borer is for two.
There's two aspects to the Isser of Boer. There's the Tikkun HaMaychal, the Tikkun of the Taroves, and there's the Maisa Breira. And for it to be permitted, you need to overcome both of those. That's essentially, I think, what he's getting at. Again, it's not so clear, but that's what he's getting at. Yes?
But I am being misalik l'tareves because you take the case where I have all of the books piled on top of each other. So the book on top, we already said, isn't a tareves.
Yes.
So when I take that book off, I'm being misalik the status of a tareves from now the book that's second on top. So one by one, I'm doing this all day, being misalik a part of
some tareves. You could have said that, but
why would that be different? Why would that be different from scattering forks and being mavara that way?
I think you're right. I think that's why it's okay. If you're makel for scattering forks, you could be makel for taking off the top one.
The reason why
he's machmir there is a chiddush. He's saying that we don't look. You can't a bunch of discrete activities we'll join together. Now, you'll say the same thing should be true when you scatter the silverware. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe you will. That's the reason for the machmirim. Or you'll say, no, that's different. That's a single act that, poof, ends the whole taroves. Right. That's different than this case where multiple acts end up cause the thing to be sorted. We're going to combine those multiple acts into one broader activity, and it's usher. It's not a pashut svara.
Has Rebbe ever scattered silver before?
Yes.
When you scatter silver, so they don't all fall out of taravas the first time you scatter it. L'chayra, you at least every time I've tried, it could be a bad thrower, you throw the silver on the table, a bunch of them scatter out of it, you can pick those
you
up.
You tried to get
again.
It all in one shot. You just didn't do a good job.
Yeah,
okay.
Think that entire Gemara is okay.
Fine.
Yes. The Be'er Halacha, I got the impression that he doesn't only say this heter if it's mamish a stack. I mean, this heter would apply even if it's like...
I told you it would. It could apply. That's exactly what I said for the chicken.
Yeah.
It could apply in a pile, but there you have to be a little more precise to clarify that you're not being misaking the taroves by moving it. In other words, it more naturally applies to a stack. Again, two conditions have to be met for it to be mutter.
Right,
number one is you're not misakin a taroves, and two is this shouldn't be seen as an act of brera, but an act of access, or derechipus, or the like. Okay. Now, we should note, once we're talking about the Gabbai Sfarim, so first of all, since the Gabbai Sfarim can't sort the pile, that's why everyone should always put away their Sfarim on Shabbos, and, you know, maybe Xerat, we got to Shabbos. but those that... but those who do separate, sort the pile of Sfarim, I saw that the Ayil Mishulash says that you don't have to be Meicha Bahayu. He quotes with Chaim Kanievsky. Because there are a lot of tzadim to be Meikil. First of all, maybe there's no brera at all in Sfarim, like that Or Sameach, which again, we don't really accept, but it's a sniff. And it's not at all clear that a pile of things should be considered a taroves in the first place, because it's only, you know, the top one relates to the second one, and there's no taroves between that. It's not even clear that a pile would be a taroves in the first place. And another reason why a Sfarim might not be a taroves is because since they're so clearly identifiable by their title, or their color, or the like, even though, you know, certainly two Sfarim isn't a taroves, but maybe 22 Sfarim also isn't a taroves. So it's not pashut to be machmir. One should be machmir, but in limchos biyad mekilim.
If one is being machmir on that shayla, why would it be any different? Would one then also have to be machmir on bookshelves, not taking the book off?
No. Then there's certainly not a taroves between.
What's the difference?
It's more nicker than ever.
There are only two types of svarim that a gabbai ever picks up: sidurim and chumasha. You can clearly see which ones are which.
Okay. Good. Your argument is not crazy, as I just said. In other words, it's not pashut. You can make a very strong case that a pile of svarim that are easily identifiable are not a taroves. And there are posts that said that, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I think the
Rabbi Willie.
Most contemporary poskim are machmir on that shayla. It's hard call to make, as we've talked about before. The reason why they're machmir, because it looks like a taroves and it feels like a taroves.
The Soloveitchik was mikol, according to Rabbi Scheffner.
Okay.
He said you can't learn if you're machmir on Borer on Shabbos. I'm not sure why. That's the story.
Anyhow, maybe he was speaking der Guzma. But the point is that it's not obvious. You could certainly make the case that a horizontal pile should be no different than a vertical pile, but it's not. You could also make the other case. It's not so clear. Okay, now let's go on to a new topic. That was just a little leftover from last time. So let's talk about the heter of La'alter and what's considered La'alter. So If you look at the Beis Yosef, he cites four possibilities. We'll focus on three, and then he talks about the Rambam's very interesting split. The first possibility is Rabbeinu Chananel, which we've talked about before, quoted by a number of Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Shir ma shemesiv al ha-shulchan ba'os ha-suda bilvad. And he likewise writes a little earlier, Ula'altar da'amar abaye kolzman sheyoshiv al ha-shulchan ve'ochel. So, it seems like he's saying that the whole meal is begedir la'altar. So even though I'm doing borer from the first course to the third course, that's no problem. So that's a kula, right? You might have thought that the la'altar means mamish la'altar, and he's saying, no, the whole meal's okay. In a moment, we'll talk about why that is. Reni Rochem is quoted as seems to be even more makel. This is remarkable. The Beis Yosef understands that Reni Rochem says, she'im hu borer acha su'uda kol su'uda, sorry, Borer achas suda kol shebor l'tzorch suda acheres ba'oso yom ba'atzmo havei l'altar. So after lunch is over, I could separate for shal shudis. During lunch, I can't separate for shal shudis. I certainly can't separate for shal shudis from before lunch. But once I bench, lunch is finished, I can start making the egg salad for shal shudis. Good. Again, we'll try to explain that in a moment. Then he quotes the Mardechai, the ghost Mardechai. That's a little tricky, he says. Dafka lahaschil lechol achar bre raso shari. Avalechol achar shah nasakibar laotzar. Seems to definitely be rejecting Rabbeinu Yerucham. That's why he says lachar shah is nasakibar laotzar. So lachar shah is definitely a problem. Presumably, even though it's for the next meal. Dafka lahaschil lechol achar bre raso. So you have to start eating after your borer. So this might be a chumrah versus Rabbeinu Chananel, meaning to say, Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, you don't have to, as long as it's in the same suda, even if it's an hour away, right? I don't know, the sudas sometimes seem to be endless on Shabbos, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. So Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Mordechai might be being machmir, saying, no, dafka l'haschel l'achel achar b'rasi, start eating after you do it. Now, it might also be a kula with respect to Rabbeinu Chananel, which is that within an hour of the meal, it's okay. Because he says, Dafka l'hatzcha v'lechal achar b'raso shar, v'lechal achar shah. It's aser. So let's say before the meal might be okay. Now, there might be a little bit of a kula with respect to Rabbeinu Chananel, that, you know, in the shah of the meal, it's okay. You have to define what a shah is. That seems to be what... So it's unclear. It's unclear exactly what Dagos HaMardachai is saying. But the way the Beis Yosef seems to be understanding it is that... as long as... even if you're doing the Breira many hours before the meal, as long as you start eating immediately afterwards, it's okay. And that would be potentially a kula vis-a-vis Rabbeinu Chananel. We don't know that kula according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel only tells us that within the meal is mutter. But it's also a chumra vis-a-vis Rabbeinu Chananel because from the beginning of the meal to the end of the meal is aser. Anyhow, then the Beis Yosef notes that the Rambam seems to be mechalik between Ochel Me'ochel, where he's more Mekel, something more like Rabbi Yerucham, and Ochel from Solitz, where he's more Machmir. Beis Yosef says he didn't understand that chalak anyway. Fascinatingly enough, he does just cite the Rambam, that chalak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bi'ar Halacha quotes Machlokas, you know, this would presumably be more relevant for Sfaradim. Could they be Mekel, like this school of the Beis Yosef, that he didn't understand? Or no, you couldn't be Mekel, even from Ochel, for the next meal. Anyway, the Mechaber Pot sounds like the Rambam, though, as we said, not so clear what that means either. The Rambam is even more ambiguous. The Rambam says this Lashon, V'chol ma shebor l'tzorech osa suda shemesiv b'miyad mikri la'alter. The Taz, by the way, thinks that the Mechaber would agree to that. Anyway, so it's unclear because it's more lenient than Rabbeinu Hananel, because he's permitting Borer before the Suda, at least more lenient than that which Rabbeinu Hananel states explicitly. Again, you could imagine that he would agree, but he didn't say it, right? Rabbeinu Hananel says you could do Borer during the meal that you're at, and the Ramah's saying no, even before the meal. It's definitely more stringent than Rabbeinu Yerucham. It sounds sort of like a combination of the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Hananel, in the sense the leniencies of both. Meaning to say he's accepting the leniency of the Mordechai, that you could do Brera before the meal, as long as there's no gap between the completion of the Brera and the meal. And also the leniency of Rabbeinu Hananel vis-a-vis the Suda. Now, that's not problematic to say, because again, conceivably, Rabbeinu Hananel could agree with the Hagos HaMardachai, and Hagos HaMardachai could agree with Rabbeinu Hananel, and therefore we can combine them for this psak. And that's more or less what the Prima Gadim, it's Eshel Avram, Sifka and Vav, says to explain the psak of the Ramah. He goes even further. He thinks even Rabbeinu Yerucham was only matir in this type of situation, not like the Beis Yosef's understanding of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Anyway, so lahalacha, that's the view we follow, the Ramah. I think Rav Avadya also says more or less we follow the Ramah in this case, Ashken Sardin, that is. But we still need to clarify one point, which is, so it's okay if it's before the meal. How much before the meal, right? Is there any flexibility 1 second before the meal? So, not so clear. Right, what exactly does this mean? So, you'll see in a second. The Rashba writes that, it's a tshuva, chelek dal, it's a menayin, hey, that la'achar shah is chayef. Right? But sounds a little bit like maybe within a shah's mutter. Oh, what does a shah mean? What does a shah mean? How literal do you read it? So maybe shah means 60 minutes. Right? And that's actually the way the Ben Ish Chai understands it. Similar, the Az Nidberu says it means within a half hour. Samach is like a samach
v'mincha. The Shachar of Soloveitchik thought it was a half an hour.
Okay.
But from the time you eat it, between when you separate it, that's separate.
Okay, right. But anyway, so that's what they said. However, I think the more conventional understanding, this is what Rav Moshe says, is it doesn't mean 60 minutes, doesn't even mean 30 minutes. Shah doesn't always refer to a unit of time. It means basically immediately. In other words, when you're finished, you should begin boer such that you'll finish when you're ready to eat. Okay. How close does it need to be? There's a Magen Avraham, Shinchaf Aleph Tes Vav. It's talking about Tochen, but within the Rashba's view, there's also a heter of Tochen L'Alter. It's talking about over there, people that used to chop up onion, they make tzibbala on Shabbos, so they would chop them up dak-dak. They're being so much on the Rashba, so much L'Alter. And the Magen Avraham says it needs to be Samach L'Suda Mamish. Sounds like very, very close. Mamish. The Meiri, it seems a little more flexible, and this Meiri is cited by the Shaar Tzion in Siman Tafresh Yud Aleph Sifkat and Tes. And what the Meiri says is like this, and this is more or less what we accept. The Meiri says that we're not dealing with an issue of time, we're dealing with of minutes, how much time it takes. So I have a big meal, and to prepare for this meal, to do the borer for this meal, will be 2 hours. So you could start 2 hours before the Suda if it's going to be 15 minutes. So I should only start 15 minutes before the Suda. The idea is that what is this coming from? The whole heter here is that it's supposed to be samach to the usage. We see the chiddush. We accept the rach shita. The rach shita is the meal is the usage. Ultimately, samach to the usage. You would have thought maybe samach to the usage. The usage is achila, so it has to be samach to the achila. The answer is no. The svara of the rach is we view the whole meal as the usage. So as long as it's samach to the meal, it's okay. And we look at the meal as a unit. So that we accept. So what does samach mean? So samach means that I finish the boer when I want to start my meal. Now, if that's true, and that's the logic, and that's, in a sense that might be even, that's the logic of Rabbeinu Hananel, and that's also the logic of the Mordechai, both of which we accept. So let's say I want to go ahead and make egg salad for Shalashidis. So I have to peel the eggs. We'll see later. Peeling eggs is a boroshal. It's only mutter if it's la'altar. So I can't. So I want daven mincha. So it takes 15 minutes to peel the egg and 20 minutes to daven mincha. I can't do it 35 minutes before. I could only do it right before. If it takes 15 minutes to peel the eggs, to make the egg salad, I could do it 15 minutes before Shalashidis. Well, what about if I have two things to do? I have to make the egg salad and set the table. Right? That's the meal preparation. It takes 10 minutes to set the table and 15 minutes to make the egg salad. So the better thing to do would be to set the table and then to make the egg salad. But let's say that's a bad idea because, I don't know, I want to do this for lunch, right? I'm preparing for lunch before. It takes a couple hours. People are still eating breakfast on this table. I only have one table. So if I can't, it makes more sense to first make the egg salad and then set the table. Or if I set the table too early and you have a 2-year-old daughter who likes to unset the table, that's her favorite thing. So setting the table an hour before is like a waste of time because you're just going to have to set it again. So then it's okay. Then it's okay. In other words, then you look at the hachanos for the suda as taking an hour, and let's say half hour to do the boer, half hour to set the table. Since I can't set the table first, I do the boer first and then set the table. That's all because it's samach to the usage. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says even further. Let's say it's going to be 3 hours till I eat, but it needs some preparation time. I'll give you a practical example where this comes up. Let's say I want to warm up my chicken, right? I'm going to warm up my chicken on my plata from the chicken I had from Friday night. The problem is that there's a lot of gravy, right? So I can't warm up the gravy, so I need to do breira. I need to separate the chicken from the gravy. Okay, so the chicken's the ochel, the breira, the psolus is the gravy. So that's okay. I pick up the chicken, I shake off the gravy, I'll take ochel and psolus, it's not so hard. But I want to heat up the chicken, at 9 o'clock, even though I'm not going to eat till 11 o'clock, because it takes a while to get warm. I'm putting it on top of the crock pot. It goes very slowly. So that's also okay, if someone says, because even though I'm doing the breira 2 hours before I'm starting to eat, and I'm not really doing anything in between. I'm going to shul in between, right? But the... This is as, close, it needs 2 hours to warm. So this is all part of the hachana. I need to do both. I can't first warm it and then do the breira, right? That would be vishal. So I have to do, and I can't do it samach because then the chicken will be cold, right? That's not an option either. So this is okay. This is what's needed. In other words, you're allowed to give it as much time as it needs. Now, you have to worry, again, let's say it's a big meal, there's lots of hachanos, many of them involve breira. How long does it take you to do boer? So I asked my wife, she says, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. So do I have to say, I have to be machmir, 45 minutes? No. Answer is that again, because if realistically, you can't, you know, harama would be inappropriate, but if realistically it's going to take you, you know, you think it might take you an hour, that is all going to be begadir samach. That's all alter. It's all samach to my usage. So that's also okay. And if it turns out that it goes quicker, so it's not like Iglai Milsal and Mathreya, it was wrong. I wasn't planning to leave a gap, but I also can't predict with precision how long it's going to take. So, again, you can't, you know, shouldn't play games here, but if this is what you think it's going to take, and naturally I think people don't know exactly how long things are going to take, so that too is okay. There's an interesting shaila I thought I saw. What about, you know, if you messed up? Can you fix it by eating quickly? In other words, let's say I did borer shelo la'alter. No. I remember this halacha. I made, you know, egg salad right after lunch for shalosh shittos. So the Ben Ish Chai says, no, you can't do that. That doesn't help. You did it, farfalin. So now, does it become aser b'dieved? In other words, somebody didn't know better. They don't know Halacha Shabbos so well. And they think that if you make the egg salad before mincha and then go to mincha, that's okay. Or whatever it is. So is that okay? So the Prima Gadim says that the ochel is nesar. It's eshel avram sifkat and aleph. If they didn't follow the conditions. The Bir Halacha, Shin Yotes, Dimaskel HaBorer, cites this view, but he says, no, you could be Mekel like the Gra, that first of all, Maisa Shabbos B'Shokeg, and second of all, like Aaron just said, in that case, there are some Rishonim that are Matir. And third of all, since it could have been done Beheter, so this is a discussion when we do Maisa Shabbos, we'll probably do Maisa Shabbos when we do Bishul, but if you do something be'isser, but it could have done beheter, so then many poskim say then you could be nana, because that's not being considered nana minalacha Shabbos, because you could have done a beheter. So therefore, Lamaisa, the Bir Halacha says basically that if somebody accidentally did borer, then you could be make a winasa the food.
Would that be mutter if the Torah is only the maisa is or not, like the Rebbe was speaking at the beginning, whether it's tikkun halacha or not, and even without the Baal, certainly according to the Baal more, but there's no chefta shalisser.
The chefta, yeah, but nana milacha Shabbos doesn't. Well, we'll learn that. It's not pasha what you're saying, that the iser to be nana milacha Shabbos is only true when there's a chefta shalisser. In other words, to what degree do you need a chefta? For example, by hotzah, if you're right, then I don't know. It's not. Is it so obvious that you can't be nana for things brought michutz l'tchum or whatever by hotzah? It's an interesting question, right? But all right, we'll get back to. I think what you're saying is a chiddush, but we'll get back to Maisa Shabbos issues more comprehensively, probably when we do Bishul, Bezus Hashem.
Isn't it more of a stretch to assume that, the way Rabbi Yochanan phrases the heter of Derech Achila is because it's not Malachas Shabbos?
Yes.
So, if it's some of the Suuda, why, it seems more of a jump to assume that's not Malachas Shabbos?
It is a jump. But it's a jump to say that Malachas Shabbos also means Tocha Suuda, right? The point that he's bringing out from Lachan El Shabbos is that we're not going to define things in absolute terms, like that Gemara over there is Mechalev between Gemara Malacha L'Inyan Meiser versus Gemara Malacha L'Inyan Shabbos. The point is that we look at the context in the Kavana. And let's assume that the Heter Zer Chachila, which is the Heter that Rabbi Yochanan endorses and that we accept. So the point is that even if it's before the meal, but it's samach to the tashmish, that's all part of derech achila. Now, is it a jump? Yes, it's a jump. But certainly a reasonable jump.
Meaning he's not even using the lechas, it's not the sort of Mis'ase kind of lack of Melechus Machshavas as much as
I don't think so, because that would matter the first course from the third course. In other words, that would only then they would, okay. Right? There's a different hatter, which I guess this is a good segue into. We already discussed it a little bit, so I don't want to go back into it too much. But a different hatter of Shas Achila Mamish. So the context where the Bir Halacha discusses this is a big problem that occurred in his days, fish eating, right? So if you ever tried to eat carp, among other things, or whitefish, the traditional Jewish fish, as everybody knows, that's why we have gefilte fish. You don't have these problems. But that wasn't always the case, and not everybody's the Beis Halevi and swallows bones. So you have carp on Shabbos. Carp, whitefish, these wonderful Jewish fish are filled with lots of little bones. They're very hard to eat without carefully taking out the bones. And not only that, but if you mess up, it could be dangerous. The Mishnah Berurah looked around to Radin, and he sees all these people eating carp on Shabbos, and they're taking the bones from the fish. So this would seem to be a problem, seem to maybe minister deraisa. So the Bir Halacha tries to be melamed chus on them. I think if you take together all his limudei zchuyos, he thinks he has 6 or 7 limudei zchuyos. I don't know. You also get the impression that when the Chafetz Chaim ate his carp, he took the alcohol from the psoilas. But at the very least, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, and we have to figure out, is there a justification for what they're doing? So one solution he has is based off of the Ramban on Ayin Dalet and Aleph. This is the Ramban on earlier in the Gemara, V'chi Mutar Lefos Bo Bayom, V'chi Mutar Vashel Bo Bayom. Right? So El Amaraba, we have Rav Chista V'chule. So, Perush, Misvar Kasav Araba Shein Bor Pachos Mikashir, Chiyuv Keofe Pachos Mikashir. So what did he think? What did Rabba think? Meaning to say, Rav Chista in our version, right? It's a good kash, pretty obvious, right? Everybody agrees you can't cook Pachos Mikashir. So why did he think that you could do Bor Pachos Mikashir? We already saw Tosfos at Derech Achila. So that's going to be what he's going to say. But look at how he formulates it. What did he think? Shein Derech Breira B'kach Elak Ochal Umatza Psolas B'chaticha Shu Ochal Umafresh Psolas Mitoch Ochal Shu Mat. Now it's obvious that when you're eating and you find some psolas, you find a bone in the fish that you're eating, and your mafresh absolves me to chol, that's mutter, pashat. And Rabba thought, yeah, hu adin apachos mikashir. So we don't accept Rabba, that's not really relevant for us. But what's relevant for us is that, it's pashat that when you're eating and you find some psoilas in your food and you remove that psoilas, that's mutter. That's pashat, that we could take for granted. So says the Ramban, says the Mishnah Berurah we see from here, that it's mutter. You're eating your carp, you see a bone in your carp, you remove the bone from the carp, pashat, state mefurish in Ramban, that is mutter. Okay, good. So that we have to figure out, Ramban says, is there anyone that disagrees? So the Bir Halacha says that the Rush disagrees. This is the Rush we've also mentioned before, that you could drink through the filter. So it's not explicit at all, but the Rush sounds like he's only matir drinking through the filter. Why? Mutter hu lishtos. D'lo shach boru mishamer ela b'nesakein ha'inyan koidem achila ushtia. She'eroi l'achila ulishtia. Zo darach melacha. Aval in d'sha shtia ma'akev ha'psoila shol yikanez l'toch piv, ein zem ein melacha mutter. It's mutter only because you're filtering while you drink. And it's only shaychan iser borer if the mice is done before you eat or drink. So the Bir Halacha says, sounds like the Rush would disagree with the Ramban. If you separate the bone from the fish before you eat, it would be aser. So we have a machlokas Rush Ramban. So at the very least, We could throw in the Ramban as a sniff lahakel. Now, it's not even clear that the rush would be machmir, but that's the way the Bir Halacha looks at it. Is it a machlokas between the rush and the Ramban? Are there any Rishonim that are machmir explicitly? I think the Ritva sounds that way. The Ritva writes, he's talking about me'ata mashenagu lichto shegozim oshkedim ukiyotze bo the livror ha'ochal me'am kodem asuda kidei lechol b'shas asuda aserhu bein lasos kein ela b'shas achila mamish v'shiyivor ochal mitoch psalos. Only mutter, super machmir view. If it's a b'shas achila mamish, and even then ochal mitoch psalos. Sounds like he's disagreeing with the Ramban, right? Because even though Shas Achila Mamish, still he requires Ochel from Solas. Not 100% clear. You could say Shas Achila Mamish means like Lalter. Huh, the whole Suda. 2 hours before the Suda. Right? But the simple reading of the Ritva, I do think, sounds L'chumra. The Chazon Ish, as Aaron pointed out, thinks that the Bir Halacha misread the Ramban. He says that the Ramban means that it's already in your mouth. Just like it's obvious that if I put the carp in my mouth, I could take out the bone. So too, v'chulei v'chulei.
Why is that obvious?
Because you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Nobody says it's usher. And what's a Shabbos without carp? Tashit that achila is mutter. Just like it's obvious, you know, nobody's going to say you can't chew because of taichin. Nobody's going to say that you can't take the bone out of your mouth. Not clear. Again, I'll read you the lesson of the Ramban. Shenda el ka'ochal u'matza psolas b'chaticha shu ochal. Says the Chazon Ish, matza psolas b'chaticha shu ochal means ochal mamish, like it's already in your mouth. So you're allowed to eat the carp and take the bones out of your mouth. That's pashit. But not samuch lepeh, yad lepeh. That's usher, says the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Willig disagrees. He's medayik from a different Ritva to be matir miyad lepeh. And he says, well, the Ritva said it, the Ramban said it also, because the Ritva is a Talmud of the Ramban. So it shows you that the Mishnah Berurah is right, Chazon Ish is wrong. You could have taken the other Ritva and said, see, the Chazon Ish is right and the Ritva is wrong. You should work on that. Anyway, if you want to look, it's on page Kuf Lamed Ches in Yom Mordechai. And then he says that, 1 second, then he says that, who says the Rush disagrees with the Ramban? Look at the Prima Gadim, Eshel Avram, Shinchaf Aleph Lamed, and also take a look at Shartiyon, Shinchaf Aleph Tadichas. Maybe the Rush is actually saying the exact same cool as the Ramban. Miad Lepeh. So, if that's the case, everybody agrees to the Ramban. Nobody disagrees with the Ramban. Of course you could be making all the Ramban. So, in a sense, we have three views. We have the Chazon Ish. No Rishon holds to the Heter of Miad Lepeh. We have the Prima Gadim. Everybody holds the Heter of Miad Lepeh. And then we have the Mishnah Berurah, who says it's a machlokes between the Tosfos and between the Rosh and the Ramban. Takatosis also sounds against the Ramban, but that's a different issue.
How do you read the Rush, though?
What?
How do you read the Rush in the Torah?
The Rush is saying the same thing. The Rush is saying, since this is immediately before use, then it's okay even to use a kli. And moreover, you could say what Yarrow said this morning, also in the Am Mordechai, which is that maybe even if you think the Rush is machmir against the Ramban, in other words, even if the Rush would only permit filtration as you drink and not a moment before you drink, maybe that's because it's a kli. But you'd agree with the Ramban where it's bi'ad. So memela, we have the Ramban for sure is matir, because the Ritva shows that the Mishnah Berurah's reading is right against Chazon Ish. And moreover, the Rosh, who says it's machmir. So memela, everybody could be mekel, and therefore you could be mekel. That's basically the way, take a look, it's in Am Mordechai, page Kuf Lamed Ches, that's the way Rabbi Willig learns. The way the Mishnah Berurah says it is, this is a sniff, though it's also, it's not just the Ramban, it's the Maria Bulafia, is also Matir, this type of thing he notes. That's a sniff, that's the to be makel over here. There, as I said, the Nefesh Shaila, there are other Stadim Lahakel, we'll get back to it a little later. But he says sometimes anyway, it's the bones are Ra'ui Lachila, and even if they're not Ra'ui Lachila, there's this heter of the Marshal, which we'll get back to later, that you can look at the fish as one unit. In other words, because it's all together, it's just fish. It's not like wheat and chaff, it's all connected. Until you separate it, you don't have Shnei Minim. So that's another Tzad L'Hakel. And then we have his... then also Rabbi Nochanana would say it's not Boer, because they're connected, they're Mechuber, and you don't say it's Dash, because like we know that there's a heter of Dash when it's eating, just like you can eat your grapes, so it would also be Mutter that way. Plus he has this theory in Shin Chaf Aleph, we'll talk more about that later, that when it's Yafshar Bin Yanacher, it's Mutter Miad, and eating fish is Yeshua ben Yanacher, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't think, we'll see, we'll talk about this when we get there, but a strong case could be made. Yeshua ben Yanacher doesn't mean mamish Yeshua ben Yanacher, right? I could eat a banana without peeling it. I could like cut it open and scoop out the thing. It means that it's a very cumbersome or unnatural, abnormal way of doing this. So that's another Tzad L'Hakel. And that's at the very least a limud zchus. Different poskim, you know, as we said, the Chazon Ish is very machmir about this. Sri Shabbos Kolchasas brings down both options. Says it's better to be machmir, but there's a smach for mekilim. Fine. Good. Let's talk a little bit. I need to pick up the pace a little bit here. A little bit about that kula that I mentioned before. The limud zchus again is brought down in the Bir Halacha Shin Yotal Yotesef Dala Dibar Mascha Mitoch, based off of the Maharshal, which is that borer is only when you have a taroves, and a taroves means you already have two separate things. So if you start off with something that's one thing, it's going to be okay. So the Magen Avraham, the Marshal has a heter for cracking nuts, and tzias egozim. So he says that's wrong. He took it too far. The Magen Avraham cites Yerushalmi that says it's aser, right? We'll get to the Yerushalmi about peeling. But fundamentally, he could agree that if it starts off as one thing, then it could be mutter. And therefore, you could say that's the pshat over here. That explains the Yerushalmi. Chazon Ish doesn't like this either. Another point that we said, that Tzad L'Hakel, or Eitz L'Hakel, which the Mishnah, the Maamar Mordechai has, that the Bir Halacha endorses, is you could also, if you take out like a bone, and there's a little bit of fish on it, and you suck off the fish, that's okay, because then you're not taking souls from Ochal. And he says, not even if there is no fish on it, but you don't know, there's fish juice, you suck it out. That's also okay. And the Chazon Ish doesn't like this, it's in Nun Dalet Dalet, he says, come on, if your Kavana is to get rid of the Psoiles, just like sucking on the bone, that's not going to change anything.
It's any different from if you want to sort a pile of books, picking up each book, reading from it shortly, and then putting it on the shelf, which we say is allowed.
Because that's mutter anyway. But it's a similar objection. The Chazon Ish might object to it also, but that heter might be based off of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, as I said, books are much more makel as well. I think a little bit, I think a defense, by the way, for the Mishnah Berurah can come from the sugya of Tormasin. I don't want to get back to that again. But remember, that the basic point in Rashi is, even though something is ochel, since right now it's psolas, you're chayev, right? So here we'll say the reverse to be meko. In other words, even though this is psolas, since right now it's ochel, because I'm going to suck on it, I'm going to then it should be mutter. In other words, don't look at the big picture, look at the immediate picture. That's one way to understand the Tormasin Sugya, in which case that might be how the Mishnah Berurah will defend himself against the attack of the Chazon Ish. Okay. Let's talk about the next Gula, Biyad. So one question you have to deal with is, let's say, using your fork and knife. Everybody wonders about that, right? So even if I'm makbid to take the ochel from the solos, I'm going to follow the Chazon Ish, right? I'm going to make sure to take the fish from the bone and not the bone from the fish. Give Valdik. So how am I going to take the fish from the bone? I'm going to use my hands. I'm not a Slabovian, so I'm going to use a fork and a knife. But maybe that should be borer b'kli. So the truth is,
there seems to be a seer mission there, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I believe that the source for this question is, I don't know if this is what you mean by Seir Mishabura, but the source of this question might be how you understand Kinun V'Tamchui. In other words, the Gemara told us that there's three levels. There is Nafa V'Kivra, a sieve, a Kli Amiuch L'Borer, that's certainly Chayiv. And then we have Kinun V'Tamchui, that's part of Al-Aser, and then we have Biyad, which is Mutter. So, what is a kinun and a tamchoi? So, kinun seems to be a funnel. And then we have this tamchoi. So, what's a tamchoi? So, Rashi defines it as a plate, a big plate. Now, plates don't do bowware, as far as I know. So, even big plates. So what does it mean? So, I still don't know exactly what he means, but obviously this plate is facilitating the bower, maybe by being so big or the like. It's playing a part in the bower. The bower you're doing, I don't know, with your hands or something else, or a fork, or I don't know, whatever you're doing it. But you're because this large plate plays a role in the bower, and let's even say it's designed for that. Then that becomes usher.
Are you shaking the plate?
Yeah, you're shaking the plate. Great.
It separates the weight.
But the plate doesn't do any bower. It's not like a sieve, right? It's all done by my hands. I use the kli for my hands to. I use the kli to affect the bower. I shake it all around, right? Such a big kli by shaking it or spinning it or something like that. The ochel goes to one side and the psolos goes to the other side. But at the same time, I am not using the kli itself doesn't do the brera. You'll see why this is important in a moment. So going back to our shaila forks and knives. So Moshe is meiko. Why is he meiko? He says this is yada richta. Okay.
Is he machmir by mutzah?
It has. Yeah. Okay. So that's what he says. Good. Now, maybe what you mean by the stira and the Mishnah Berurah is because he quotes that taking the chayadam, that you can't take the fat that floated up to the top. Yeah. That's not such a kasha, because you can't do that with your hands. So that's okay. That's not a yad erechta shayla. In other words, if the reason why you're meiko for forks and knives is because you could use your hands just as much, right? So why didn't I use my hands? Adarabba, probably it's even easier to do with your hands. But you don't want to get your hands dirty. You don't want to get the food dirty. You don't want to look like a unrefined person. So that's okay. That's okay. Fine. So what about a peeler? So a peeler isn't a yada richta, right? Can't do that with my hands. That should be aser. What about using a knife to peel. That should also be aser, right? Because I can't use my fingernails. Yeah. Come on. I think if I asked you to peel a cucumber with your fingernails, so let's say I don't have fingernails, long fingernails. I cut my nails, right? I don't even think if you had good fingernails, it would work out so well. But I myself, my nails are short, right? With mine, so
you have teeth.
See, you can't peel that way. Also, there's no way to peel with your teeth. A thin layer. I could also karate chop the cucumber in half.
But you could start off with your teeth and then finish off with your finger.
I think to call that a yad arechta is pretty, that would be pretty creative. I think the cucumber wouldn't look very pretty after I was done peeling it with a combination of my teeth and my fingernails. So.
I would eat it.
Or you could just rub it against your hand and use the friction.
If I start this Shabbos, maybe my next Shabbos I'll finish. Then we have a problem. Why? Because as we mentioned before that in Shin Chaf Aleph, the Ramah is matir peeling as long as it's miyad. Now, again, we'll talk more about peeling later. The whole concept that peeling should even be bor is very perplexing because there's no time robes, and that's what I would have thought, and that's probably the view of most Rishonim, by the way. Though the Yerushalmi is cited by the Raman, some Rishonim, as saying peeling is a shiloh of boer, and again, you know, should be dash maybe if you learn like Rabbeinu Hanano. But we'll go back to that question later. We Ashkenazim at the very least hold that peeling's a bar shayla. It's only mutter la'alter. Why is it mutter la'alter? It's psalos from Eichel. So again, here we have this idea developed by the Bialach over there that when it's Yesher ben Yenacher, then it's mutter takes also from Eichel la'alter. Presumably a derech achila type of heter as well. Now, if that's true, but I still shouldn't be able to use a kli, right? We know that la'alter doesn't permit a kli. So why is a knife mutter? So we could say maybe knife is aser. It doesn't say knife is mutter. But the pashtus is also knife is mutter. So if a knife is mutter, so then a peeler should also be mutter. And that's the view probably of Rav Moshe and Rabbi Willig and the like. So why though? Why is a knife mutter? So one possibility is to say, well, we're going to use the Hatter V'yashalat Ben Yenacher to be Matir Akli as well. But it doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound like that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So what is the pshat in this kula? So the way Rabbi Willig understands this, and it sounds like Rav Moshe as well, is that the reason why it's mutter is because the peeler, or for that matter, the knife, a knife and a peeler are the same thing. It's just a peeler is a specialized knife used for peeling. A peeler and a knife aren't doing the boer itself. What's doing the boer? My hands. Now, what does it mean? My hands? We just said I couldn't peel a cucumber with my hands. No, what it means is that when we aser breira b'kli, whether the derais or even the derabanan, we mean that the kli is doing the boer, like a sieve. I put the food in the sieve, and the sieve separates the ochum sauce. Okay, maybe it'll need some human action. Maybe I'll need to move it around a little bit. But what's doing the boer? The kli. That's what's doing the boer. A knife is not doing the boer. I'm using a knife to do the boer, but knives don't do any boer. Only a kli, where the kli does the boer, whether it's a sieve or a funnel or even a slotted spoon, the kli is doing the separating. That is when there's an iser boer b'kli.
When you have a tongue.
Now, one second. So that's Rabbi Willig's understanding of why a knife is mutter to peel.
Oh,
and if that's true, then also a peeler. because a peeler and a knife are the same thing. You'll say it's specialized, it's miyuchad lakach, it's miyuchad lakach, that's great, but it's not a kli of boer. So a miyuchad for a non-boer isn't a problem. Now, I asked Rabbi Willig this question that Aaron's just asking. That's why I started off with talking about what's a tamchoy. A tamchoy should be asar koitim, because the plate isn't doing the separating. The plate isn't doing the separating. It plays a role in separating. Again, I still don't know how it works. You shake it up or this or that. But it's not like a funnel. So he said, no, you have to say that it's also doing the separating, like a sieve. How? I don't know exactly, but it does.
What's the right
what?
Why wouldn't it be the right?
Because it's not. It's still not normal. Yeah, it's not miyuchad, just like the funnel. The funnel's also doing the bar. So that's the way Rabbi Willig learns. He said, if I'm right, that any time the kli, you're using a kli to do the bar, it's a begadah bar of a kli, so why should a knife be mutter? Now, okay, so that's a machlokas. The velt nowadays is machmir on peelers, but in the olden days...
No knives.
Makel on knives, machmir on peelers. One second. Well, because maybe it's miuchad lakach. Maybe miuchad lakach is different. And moreover, with the knife we could say it's yesher ben yinacher, but you can't say it's yesher ben yinacher with the peeler because you could use a knife. So it shouldn't be matir or anything more than that. Ray Willick said it used to be everybody was makel on peelers. Donnie pointed out this morning, used to be meaning like in the 50s and 60s, right? If you go back another 30, 40 years, nobody used a peeler. Everybody used a knife. But anyway.
Friedman's lesson was that from Rabbi Willig and Marsha Kollel was that he said, it was like everyone in Europe used a peeler. But then he said he had a pircha on that for the fact that all for the boss.
My grandmother didn't use a peeler. She's from Europe. It was like a newfangled invention for her perspective.
Did you tell Rabbi Willig?
She wouldn't use a peeler during the week. It was a newfangled. She just things like food processors and peelers were these modernish inventions that, you know, no reason to rely on them. But anyway, so back to here. So that's, but nowadays the tides have turned and most people are machmir, not to use a peeler. We should point out that lemaisa, there's stud in lahako, even if you don't think Rabbi Willig's arguments are so strong. Because number one, the whole concept of peeling should be aser in the first place is very questionable, right? The pashtus is there's no shaila of boger for peeling. It's not a tarobes. Number two is that cucumber peels are either edible, in which case it should be okay, or at least edible bedochak, in which case it's subject to machlokas between the Prima Gadim and the Moran Avram Lefi Rav Moshe, but still it's not a deraisa shayla. Three is when you use a peeler, you take away some ochal along with the psolas, so it's not even clear that it's a boer at all. Maybe the only taroves exists at the point of contact, and that point of contact remains mechubar. So if your parents use peelers, certainly I think it's yeslam amilismoch. As we said, Rav Moshe seems to be mekel. Now, there's a... Yes?
If you're going to be machmir for peeling, then should you also be machmir for, like, taking wrappers off the lollipop or something?
No, it's not a kli, and unless you use a peeler to take the lollipop wrapper off. That's for sure mutter. Taking the lollipop, yeah.
Maybe just in the best, but why is it so
precious?
Why can't you cut it open and scoop out the inside?
So we're going to talk about that when we get up to the
Yashar Binyan. By bananas also.
By bananas and by everything in Shachafal. There's nothing that is really Yashar. Garlics also, you can do that. That's what it's talking about. Chumen, right? You can cut the garlic in half and scoop out the inside. So the answer, I think, is that the Heter of Yeshua ben Yachar is basically Derech Achila, and therefore, if it's, in other words, then the Psalms Mitoch Ochal becomes Derech Achila, and that doesn't need it to mamish be Yeshua, it just means it's very tedious or cumbersome or the like.
That's a tedious and cumbersome.
It is pretty tedious. Nobody in a week would ever eat a banana from the inside.
That's not because it's...
It is tedious and it's cumbersome. And the same thing with... And that's why the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you could use that to be matir the fish also.
Chazamish thinks it needs to be like. Marmish. Yeah, sure. They are like, to know what
right. So we'll get there.
Oranges, lots of people eat from inside. That's why you have orange slices.
We have
to peel oranges.
Rishon Zan leaves it as tarchin because mm-hmm. people will cut it in.
Yeah, so, yeah, but that's a fair point. Oranges, I agree, aren't pashet, but bananas are pashet because I've never seen anyone eat a banana from the inside. You could, it's not impossible, but nobody does it. Okay.
Still, even my bananas, though, the answer to take the peel off entirely. Lots of people peel it halfway and then. Like, eat the banana like that.
No, this heter is matir l'alter. We'll get there. It's the samach l'suda, right? Okay. I mean, you're right if you're going to eat, like, one half of the banana in the morning and the other half in the afternoon. But assuming you're gonna have the whole thing for breakfast, it's okay. Now, there's another very interesting question. Almost the reverse question. Now, let me just make one point. This heter of the Magen of Rav Moshe, which is that the reason why you're allowed to use a fork and a knife is mutter, is because just yada rechta, in other words, it's not really bar of a kli, it's keeping your hands clean. So it's begadir b'yad. So I thought there's a tremendous raya to this from the Magen of Ram and Shinchaf Aleph Yud Beis. Though Mishnah Berurah might not be a raya in his view, but we'll get more to that later. But talking about tochein, so we paskin, at least the Rashba paskin cited by the Rama, that it's mutter if it's la'alter, just like borer. But it's no better than borer. So therefore, the Magen Avraham seems to say that you can't use a kli miyuchad l'kach. So what are we saying over there? What's the Magen Avraham says? Right? Again, the Rashba says, we learn from Bora that Tochen Alter is Mutter. But the way the Magen Avraham says, well, it can't be better than Bora. So you can't use a Kli Miyuchad L'Kach. So if you have a Chveis, a grater, or something like that, a Kli HaMiyuchad for Tochen, that's Aser. But it's Mutter, as long as it's Alter, to cut up a vegetable duck duck. Right? So I have a question for you. Could you L'Chora, for sure, you need a knife for that, right? There's no way to cut up a vegetable duck duck without a knife. So Magen Avraham says, why should that be mutter? That should be tochen b'kli. And he says that efshar l'tochno b'shinov, right? De'i bayi l'lo aso b'koshi. So you see an interesting point, which is number that it's l'chora, there's only an iser borer b'kli if it's e'afshar binyan acher, or it's a kli miyuchad l'kach. And therefore, that could be a basis for leniency over here. Okay, but I don't know, when we get to Tochen, we'll see. That's not, might not be the way the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah read the Magen Avraham for some reason. Now, there's a very common question that might be a big discussion here. This is a question I think that everybody wondered about in the olden days, and maybe less so now, but it's a very, very important question. Are you allowed to use a teapot? Now, why not? Because teapots frequently have strainers. If you look inside your teapot, you'll see that before the spout, there's mamish areshes, a strainer. That's to prevent the tea leaves from going into your cup, right? So l'chora, that's mamish borer b'kli. Okay, that's what I would have thought. Isser deraisa. But he says that, so Reb Chaim Nas says that there are those that say it's aser, but he thinks it's mutter. So he gives a heter, it's very hard to understand. You're shofich without kavana l'breira. Okay, so sorry to understand, because of course my kavanah is for sinan, because I don't want the tea leaves to go into my teacup, right? It's not even like a psik reisha. It's worse. It's mamash machavim lakach. So the Chazon Ish talks about this as well. And he's Mako, and he says this very cryptic thing. Simon Nun Gimel. Umiyu Efshar, Kevan She'en Kan Shimosh B'Kivra Mamish, Af She'yesh B'Fnim K'neged Chotma Shal Kli K'en Reshes La'akev Ha'alim, Mikol Makom Yishlomer Lo Habe Rak K'din Bre Rabiyad. The motor k'shenotal ochal mitol psolas k'dei lechol miyad. So what in the world does he mean? Right? And this isn't miyad l'peh. It's not like the Rosh. He's saying the heter is because it's b'er b'yad. But I don't understand. It's not b'er b'yad. It's b'er b'kli. Right? Kli miyuchal b'orer. So what does this mean? So it's not clear. But the Orach HaShabbos I saw, page Kuf Nun Ches and Har Ayin Tes, claims that what he means is that this is derech achila. And he says there's a similar kula that Shlomo Zalman might say with respect to tea bags. As we said, there you're dealing with the kli miyuchad lekach, but it's mamish part of the process of eating. And even though we say kli miyuchad lekach is always usher, we reject Rashi. We say that la'alter doesn't help for that. Even if at the table you use your strainer, it would be usher. But that's because normally when you use strainers and sieves and the like, when do you do that? Before the meal, right? Nobody normal ever brings a sieve to the table. But you do when it comes to a teapot, and a tea bag and the like. That's the normal way. So that too becomes nichlal and the heter of derech achila. So when we say that the heter of derech achila precludes kli miyuchad lekach, that's only when, because normally kli miyuchad lekach is a stira to derech achila. But where it isn't, where this is part of the normal process of eating, then it's going to be mutter. Certainly this relates to forks and knives. But maybe this would also apply. There's a question of whether you could use those pitchers that prevent the ice or whatever from going into the cup. That would also be matir this. This far would also be matir that. As I said, maybe you could even be matir slotted spoon based off of this, right? Because slotted spoons are meant for boer, but they're meant for boer at the table, right? It's not a serving. Let's even say it's not like a kitchen spoon. It's in your set of silverware. It's meant for the table. The Rosh Hashanah tries to say that even if you hold it this kula, maybe it's not so pasha to use a slotted spoon. I don't know. So dakis dik a chiluk to be machmir on that.
I would have slotted spoon.
But b'kitzer, this is a very fascinating and far-reaching potential kula. But all it's doing, and we mentioned this at the beginning, is just basically taking the heter of derech achila, which is the heter of ochel mitol psolos and the like, and applying it to a new case. Okay. Stop.